Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, the Lies and Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, I pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, I do my best on the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you're having the comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain copy of the messages, the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, for those of you listening, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again, that on this day we are assembled together again in your name. Lord, we're grateful for this opportunity you've given us in this time, that, Lord God, that we can come together in your name. Father, we pray and give invitation to your spirit to accompany us as we go into the word of God today. We ask that you would touch hearts and reveal to those who are listening, Father, that they may understand your word. So, Lord God, we praise you, we magnify you, we lift you up because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today, or this very evening, I'm starting a new series. I did a broadcast earlier this morning. But this here series is different, and I'm going to give you the title of this new series. And to be honest with you, I don't know how many parts are going to be to this. I know overall it might be quite a few parts, but it's going to be where that, if I can describe it, maybe parts that will connect to a part. I don't know. Maybe I have not explained it right, but over the course of time, I will inform you more. But the title of this beginning series is Listen, Mormons, the Book That Jesus Is Over. Listen, Mormons, the Book That Jesus Is Over. Now, I want to say this. Some of you who have been listening to the broadcasts, different broadcasts I've been doing especially, concerning the Mormons, you may look at this and say, why are you always picking on them? And I'm not picking on them. But here's the thing that what I feel, and what I, moreover, what I believe. When it's dealing with the work of Christ, and you're saying that Jesus has gotten you doing this or gotten you doing that, with something that he brought forth or something that he's over, I personally look at it as fair game to be examined. Also, if when Jesus has made known in his word a work that he is causing to be done in these last days, and you're calling yourself connected to this work, but you're coming out and coming up with things that sounds kind of strange, kind of even out of the way for the character of Christ. I look at that as fair game to be examined. Also, seeing that Joseph Smith started Mormonism and how at one time Joseph Smith did walk in the way of the Lord in humility, and God did deal with him, but at some point he fell off into error. That's where he started the Mormonism, and him being connected to this work that we have been telling you guys about, the work of restitution, restoration, I believe that person is fair game to be examined and to be given the differentiation between what Joseph Smith really gave that was of God and what he didn't. I personally see it that as a Christian who believes in this work of the Lord Jesus Christ in these last days, the work of restitution and restoration, I believe that it is our duty to expose that which would taint it. Amen. I love them with the love of God. I pray that they will become born again. But for you guys that have been listening to different broadcasts and different series I've been doing concerning the Mormons, and I've given you scripture and information, you can see that what they overall is about is not of God. I believe that it's our duty as Christians to look out for souls being deceived and being led astray away from Christ. At least we need to give them the truth that they may make a choice and choose whether they're going to accept it or not. So when you see me doing series concerning the Mormons, it is not a series of hate. Okay, it's not a hate thing. But it's a thing that you have a people or organization that's claiming to be connected to the work of restitution and restoration, and they haven't really received Jesus Christ as Lord to be born again. Plus, they are proclaiming ungodly things to man, amen, which is, once again, out mocking and and tainting the name of Christ. So I believe that as Christians, because there are people who label Mormons as a Christian organization, but through the different series that I showed them to you guys, and once again, Blog Talk Radio records it, so you can go back and look it up. Many of the series are titled Rejecting Mormonism, This and That. You can go look at a past series on it, and I've given you scripture and showed you, you know, given you some proof that what they're teaching and claiming that it is of God, it's not of God, okay? It's not of God. So the title of this series is Listen, Mormons, the book that Jesus is over. Now, you will ask, why is this title like this? Well, because there is and let me see the best way I can put it. One of them I have been talking to you guys about, which is in one of God's book called The Record of Nephi. And then there were some commandments that God gave. And this is when Joseph Smith was in his humility. Please hear me, because I know some of you that's listening, you hear Joseph Smith, you already got your finger at the button to click me off. And some of you may already say, well, oh, okay, I didn't know Brother Nate was a Mormon. We're not Mormons. I say it again, we're not Mormons. Joseph Smith was a man of God, but he fell into error. I'm not ashamed to tell you that. Now, you got the Mormons don't want to admit that, don't even want to talk to you about it, okay? And if you were to talk to them, Joseph Smith is God himself, okay? Joseph Smith, in his humility, listen to me clearly, as I stated before I go on, in his humility, God did use him. But there did come a point where he began to fall off. In his pride, he started what you know today as Mormonism, which Mormonism is not of God. It is not Christian-based. It's not Christianity, period. So when you hear people say, oh, those Mormons are Christians, they don't know what they're saying. They don't know what they're saying. Now, once again, the reason why this is titled so because the Record of Nephi, and then there were some commandments and revelations that God gave to Joseph Smith, Martin Harris, I think Joseph Smith's wife, that was also put in a book, and it was commandments and revelations. Well, the Mormons, and I will get that to you as we go into another part of a series, the Mormons went to make changes to dealing with this Record of Nephi. They call it the Book of Mormon, but they change words and stuff like that, and we'll get to that at another time. and even the book of commandments that they, you know, that of these revelations and commands that I told you God gave to Joseph Smith and the brothers that were with him, like Martin Harris, and I think he gave something to Joseph Smith's wife. Well, they changed that to call it the Doctrine and Covenants, putting stuff in there that's not of God. So what I have seen, and the Lord has dealt with me about, in order for us to understand they're wrong in changing these things, we must go to what God really brought forth. And so I'm going to start with this Nephi record. And once again, there are different parts to this series. And I have done it on the Record of Nephi before, but it's nothing wrong with going through it again. And some of y'all may be first-time listeners. Like, I welcome you guys that are listening to the broadcast in Kenya right now. Those of you listening in Germany, okay? Amen. So I'm going to go through a series showing you what God did bring forth or allow or cause to bring forth. And then when we're through with that overall series, then we're going to go into the series where that the Mormons took and went to change and stuff. Okay? Now, having said that, the first thing that I want to look at in talking about this Nephi record, and this is what some Christians, when you talk about the Lord causing another book to come forth other than the Bible, you have many Christians that turn up their nose or turn their head away or look at you with a bunch of frowns in their face, or if they're listening to you on something, quickly taking their finger and clicking you off. Because many Christians think that there's no other book than the Bible. And I understand that, because when I grew up only hearing of the Bible. So that's understandable that they think that the Bible is the only book. However, what they don't understand, that God had caused other books to come forward, okay? And we must understand that God has a protocol, and one of his protocols is the mouth of two or three witnesses. Now, we know the Bible is being the book of God's word coming by the way of the Jewish believers. The Record of Nephi is another book of God's word, a record of God dealing with the people over here on this continent. But before I go into that, I want to give you some scriptures from the Bible itself that talks about books that the Bible does not have. So the Bible even testified that there are other books not contained in the Bible, but it's still part of a record of the Lord. And so as I go into these scriptures tonight, you, for those of you that have a Bible and have the table of contents in the front, when we read what the Bible says, then look in your table of contents and see, do you have it? Amen? Now, the first one we're going to go to is 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 18. 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 18. Second Samuel chapter 1, let's look at 17 and 18. Second Samuel chapter 1, verse 17 and 18, okay? And we're looking at this because just in case some of you that's listening, and maybe this is your first time listening or however, and you go, wait a minute, man. Hold on, brother. You talking about it's a book other than the Bible? Oh, you lost me. We gone. You talking crazy. No, I'm telling you, God has other books that come forth. Now, does this mean that everyone that comes to you with a book claiming that it's of God, is it really of God? No, that don't mean that. Every book that people bring to you doesn't necessarily mean, even though they tell you it's from God, that don't mean it's from God. The Bible itself gives you things that you can use to test to see whether it comes from God. Just like, for example, Islamists say their book is from God, or through Muhammad that comes from God, okay?
that they call Allah. Well, Allah is not the true living God, Jesus Christ. It is a demon God. So you know whatever's going to be said in that book of Islam is going to contradict the Bible. You know this, okay? You got to understand, you know this. So there are steps that the Bible shows we can use to find out whether something's from God or not. Whether it's a book, whether it's a prophetic word or whatever, there's steps we can take. And one of them is that, does it agree with what is already written, or does it contradict it? Now, if it contradicts it, then you know it ain't from God, because God is not a contradictory being. One thing one minute, and on the same thing, turn around, flip, say something else. He's not going to do that. So, now, in 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 17, it says, and David lamented with this lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan, his son. Also, he bade them teach the children of Judah the use of the bow. Behold, it is written in the book of Jasher. Now, if you go to your table of contents in the Bible, do you see the book of Jasher? I guarantee you, your return answer is going to be no. But yet still, the Bible testifies that it is a book that exists. Amen. It exists. Now, amen. So to say that the Bible is the only book, or it got all the books contained that there are or there is to be, is not accurate. Because the Bible itself said there's a book of Jasher, which the Bible in the table of contents and throughout the book does not have. But apparently it's a part of the record, because why? God had allowed Samuel to mention it. Here is 2 Samuel. He allowed him to mention it. He had him to mention it. The second book of Samuel, a record that is witnessing to that there's a book called the Book of Jasher. Amen? Glory be to God. Now, let's go to another scripture. Let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 29. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. And we're going to go to verse 29. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, and we're going to go to verse 29, okay? 1 Chronicles chapter 29, we're going to go to verse 29. Now, the word of God says this. Now the acts of David, the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Samuel the seer. Now we have the book of Samuel in the Bible, okay? And in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of Gad the seer. So once again, let your fingers take the journey to the table of contents. Do you see a book of Nathan or a book of Gad? I guarantee you your return answer is going to be no. But once again, look at what's happening. The Bible witnesses that it exists. Do you see that? So to say that the Bible is the only book of the Word of God that can, and all the books in it that makes up that one book, it's all there is to be, it's not accurate. It's not accurate. You understand that? Hallelujah. Because see, some of you are listening and you hear me talk about Record of Nephi, you go, oh, no, you talking about a book other than the Bible? Oh, no, none of that. Well, if you're looking with me right now, you see that the Bible witnesses of other books. So what are you saying to that? That that's not true? If you're saying that's not true, then this is fabricating a lie. You understand that? Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 9. Let's go there. 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 29. 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 29. Okay? Now, we're looking at this because, like I said, what God is letting the Bible witness to is that there are other books that the Bible itself doesn't have, but they exist and apparently a part of the record. Okay? Also, I want many Mormons to see that the Bible witnesses to that which is of God. Okay? And that which of God is going to bring forth that record is going to totally testify of God, and it's not going to be no contradictory, people. Not going to be no contradictory. What the Mormons have done and changed stuff, they have called things to be a contradictory, even to that which is the Bible. You understand that? Now, 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 29. It said, now the rest of the acts of Solomon, first and last, are they not written in the book of Nathan? Now, see, it mentions Nathan again. Are they not written in the book of Nathan, the prophet, and in the prophecy of Ahijah, the Shilonite, and in the visions of Iddo the seer against Jeroboam, the son of Nebat? Now, do you see anything in there about the prophecy of Ahijah or the visions of Iddo the seer? Is that in the Bible? No. But once again, the Bible testifies of his existence. You understand? It testifies of his existence. It's telling you that it exists. Personally, I believe God is going to bring forth these records at a particular time. Okay? But they exist. Amen. And the Bible testifies to it. And it testifies in this testimony is also testifying to that which is be of God. Now, I'm getting this also over to the Mormons to get this point over to, listen, that which be of God, don't mess with it. Because when you start messing with it and tampering and changing a here and a there, because you're talking about the grammar don't sound right. You know, as I heard one Mormon member, supposed to be a type of educator, talk about, well, the word is not pronounced right. Now, no. Wherever God had them to give as the right as it is, leave it as is. Quit trying to change stuff. Okay. Now, let's go to another scripture, and I believe it's going to be 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 15. 2 Chronicles. Chapter 12, verse 15. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 15. Now look what it says. Now the acts of Rehoboam, first and last, are they not written in the book of Shemaiah the prophet? Do you see that? And of Iddo the seer concerning genealogies, and there were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam continually. So, in your table of contents, do you have the book of Shemaiah or Iddo the seer? Do you have it? I know your return answer is going to be no. It's not in the Bible. But look at it being witnessed to, a witness about, okay? It's being witnessed about, people. Hallelujah. See, our God is very, 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 and I can't put enough berries in front of it, wise. And he knew the thinking of men, thinking that the Bible would be the only book, okay? Because you know how we tend to get, we look one way sometimes, you know? We don't look at the fullness like we should. We look one way, and so we'll run that one way in the ground. And make it like God just dealt with one, you know, one group of people, one nation. But you got to remember, Jacob or Israel had 12 sons. He didn't have just one. He didn't just have Judah. He had Joseph, you know, Dan. He had all of them. He had 12 sons, okay? But see, what we do, we tend to forget that. And we're looking at, oh, Judah, just Judah, Judah. And so now on Judah, we saying the Bible is the only book of the Word of God. And that's not accurate. It contains the Word of God. Yes, it do. Yes, it does, but it's not the only book. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles, let's go to chapter 20. Chapter 20, let's look at verse 34. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and let's look at verse 34. Amen. Hallelujah. Look what the Word of God says here. Now, the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, Behold, they are written in the book of Jehu, the son of Hanani, who is mentioned in the book of the kings of Israel. So now we hear of a book of Jehu. Bible witnesses about it. It exists. I mean, if you're going to say, well, it don't mean nothing, then you're talking like the Bible fabricating a lie. Okay? And I've heard through these years, these so-called prophecy experts, and, you know, we just get ridiculous with these descriptions. We're getting called experts and professionals. Man, that makes me, I don't know about you, but when somebody calls me a pro or expert, man, be honest with you, just about anything, I understand to a degree you say I'm experiencing something. But when you start putting titles like pro and expert, that makes me feel uncomfortable. But I look at some of these Christians who have been given this title, and man, they're all right with it. In fact, you see some of them start to light up like a Christmas tree. Well, this is an expert, a prophecy expert. I'd be looking like, man, and then they have to give you how many hours they studied. It don't make no difference if you had 190,000 study hours. That don't mean you can't miss it. That don't mean that. And I know who they, oh, well, I had so many thousand hours of study time. Okay. So were you telling me that I can't say that you miss it? Are you wrong? Because that's what it's like. That's what the driving force is behind you saying that. So now we're getting titles like prophecy expert and all that. Oh, come on, man. Come on now. Hallelujah. I remember the late brother Albert Clark. I remember he used to say this particular thing that I didn't at first really just fully understand, but I do now. You know, when God would use him to do something, and how people would be start to praise him. Oh, you the this, you the that. And he would say, stop, you killing me. And I used to look at him saying that, you know, at one time I was thinking, why are you saying that? I understand why he said that. Because listen, when you truly start getting, or if you got into a place with God, that kind of praise, it bothers you. It don't make you feel comfortable because you know where it's taking you. It's taking you to an area of pride. And that should be uncomfortable with your spirit. Now, if you liking and loving it, there's something wrong with you. I'm just going to tell you straight out, there's something wrong with you. Okay? But it makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't want to be called an expert or a professional. Yeah, you know that word of God. You're a pro. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Please. Okay? I thank God for the many things he taught me, and I've seen that, and I have said, well, the people, they're very knowledgeable in the word of God, but I'm not calling them pros and experts. See, the world love giving those titles to people. And so what happened is we among the Christian community, the spirit of the world has crept in this way. Now we start, you know, giving one another those titles. Oh, he's a prophecy expert. And just like in gospel music, they started to refer to the people, my fans. Well, you know, that was some stuff that the secular folk in music would say. Oh, I just want to say hello to my fans. Now in gospel, what are we doing talking about some fans? Man, wow. Go to the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, we're going to go to verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, we're going to go to verse 9. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for his spirit. He is worthy to be praised and to be glorified. He is worthy to be lifted up. Amen. Amen. He is worthy, people. You know, but, you know, our God, he's so wise, okay? So very wise. Amen. So very, very wise that, you know, Wow. You know, like I told you, I ain't got enough berries to put to his name, okay? Hallelujah. I ain't got enough berries to put to his name. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. Now, if you read this chapter, the fifth chapter, it started off where the Apostle Paul is addressing the Corinthians about there was one among them that was, you know, going with his father's wife. Okay. That's incest, you know. Amen. And Paul began to get on them because the people, you know, they got to the point just like, well, the way you can look at it, they like kind of accepted it. Like we look today among many in the Christian community. All kind of acts of uncleanness and sin is being done. And the Christian community, you know, we act like that, you know, we comfortable with it. So nobody won't say nothing. And then they come to a point where it's like some have started to accept it. Okay? Just like the Christian community is not opening their mouth about these affirming churches, you know, uplifting the LGBTQ, LMNOP, whatever you want to call them, community. Okay? And the majority of the church world, Christianity, rather, let me put it more specific, has went quiet, with the exception of a few that's speaking out, and then many of those Christians that's quiet, they turning against a few that's speaking out. And these churches claiming to be of Christ is letting these drag queens get up behind the pulpit and call themselves preaching and taking the word of God in front of their face and twisting it. Twisting it, people. That's why I said many in the world, they laugh at us like a joke. They said, man, these people are so gullible, it's ridiculous. Man, the only thing you have to do is go in there, oh, we know we can do, we can scare them a little bit. You know, some of us in the Christian community, we get scared easy. We can scare them a little bit, you know, tell them that the government going to get them. They don't accept this same-sex stuff, the government going to get them. And though now you got some of the Christians, they shaking in their boots, knees knocking so hard together, it ain't funny. And so they start talking this off-the-wall nonsense stuff. Well, you know, God loves everybody, and you know, I can't judge. See, that's whenever you approach them about, what do you think about homosexuality? That's they go on the cheap route because they're scared. They're scared. They gaining popularity, getting money. And so they know if I say that homosexuality and the drag queen stuff is wrong, man, I'm going to lose. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to lose what I got. Boy, they going to quit, you know, because some of the LGBTQ LMNOP people are buying some of these so-called gospel songs and giving some this money they're contributing to certain things that these gospel singers is connected to. So the gospel singers are like, well, we don't want to stop that. And we stop that. We can't get that big, beautiful building with all the diamonds we want in it to go bling, bling. We can't get it. So let me just play the safe route. I just say I ain't the judge, God is. Cheap route. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. Now, look what Paul said. He said, I wrote. Now, in our language, verb tenses are in three tenses. It's either going to be past, present, or future. He said, I wrote. So that word wrote is in past tense. It's the past tense of the word write. So he said, I wrote unto you an epistle not to company with fornicators. Now, this is 1 Corinthians right here. So we in the Bible, you only have a 1 and a 2 Corinthians. So if Paul said, I wrote an epistle to you, amen, before to not company with fornicators, I can see if this was 2 Corinthians chapter 5, then we can say, oh, well, he's talking about 1 Corinthians. But this is 1 Corinthians. So that means that Paul had wrote an epistle to them before. Look at your table of contents. Do you see a 3 Corinthians mentioned anywhere or a Corinthians before this first one? Do you see it? I guarantee you, your answer is going to be no. But the Lord had Apostle Paul to mention it. He had him to mention it, people. Amen. Hallelujah. Go to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, we're going to go to verse 12. Now, once again, I'm doing this not only as I go more into this series, but to show even those of you that are Christians, and once again, I get it, because even when I wasn't a Christian, I was raised to where I only knew concerning the Bible, okay? And so for many years, I thought the Bible was the only book of God's word. I did too, hey. So I'm not criticizing you on that. I'm just telling you that the Bible is not the only book, and this is something that you need to seek God about. Now, if you have that strong, closed mind and tell me, I ain't got to seek him from nothing, then that's pride, and you're going to be looking kind of sad in the end, or kind of stunned or foolish. I'm just going to be honest with you, and I'm not trying to be funny, because many times we have to watch our pride, because when it go forward, then the truth come out, we do end up looking kind of foolish. Okay. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. And the word said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. Okay, that's the book of life. That's another book, singular. But he said the books was open, plural. The books were open, and another book, singular, was open, and he tells you what the name of that book was. He said the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. So the dead was judged out of the things that was pluralized books, not out of the singular. So therefore, the Bible is witnessing that there's other books than the Bible, because remember, the Bible is a book. It has many books within it, making what? One book. So the Bible is of a singular, okay? So when he said they would judge out of the books, he's telling you that there's more than one book other than the Bible, okay? That man was is going to be judged out of according to their works. Because you got to remember, God's protocol is a mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Now, I want to read to you from this Record of Nephi book, and one of the witnesses even concerning this is Nephi. This is coming from 2 Nephi chapter 29, in witnessing to that which I just read to you from Revelation chapter 20. And I ask that you give your undivided attention, and I ask that when I'm reading to you, that you would take it to the Lord. Now, once again, if you want a copy of the book, The Record of Nephi, it is $8. You can write to the Church of Christ, Eliza Message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. That's the Church of Christ with the Eliza Message, Independence, Missouri, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. Or you can call 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. Or call 816-252-2343. 816-252-2343. The fax number is 816-252-0143. And we got a couple of pamphlets that go with this Nephi record. One is titled Why, the Record of Nephites, and another one's entitled The Coming Forth of the Record of Nephites. And both of those pamphlets is 15 cents each. Okay. Now, I want to read to you, hallelujah, what God had given to his servant over here on this continent, Nephi here, and hallelujah. And I want to read to you what he said along this line of what I'm going over with y'all about. Because see, like I told you, God is so wise. And he gives to his servants things that even that's going to happen down the road, like in this day and time, in these last days. There's things that he gave his servants, what, over 1,000 years ago? You know, man, so long ago, it ain't even funny. Close to 2,000, at least over 2,000. that was for today. Because God just showing you how wise he is and how knowing he is. So I want to read to you from the second book of Nephi. Amen. And I want to read to you from Second Nephi chapter 29. And this is what it says. But behold, there shall be many at that day when I shall proceed to do a marvelous work among them, that I may remember my covenants which I made unto the children of men, that I may set my hand again the second time to recover my people, which are of the house of Israel. And also that I may remember the promises which I made unto thee, Nephi, and also to thy father, that I will remember your seed, and that the words of your seed shall proceed forth out of my mouth unto your seed. And my words shall henceforth unto the ends of the earth for a standard unto my people which are of the house of Israel. And because, now listen to this, because he's speaking about this day, what's going to happen this day. He said, and because my words shall henceforth, many of the Gentiles shall say, a Bible, we have got a Bible, and there cannot be any more Bible. But thus says the Lord God, O fools, they shall have a Bible, and it shall proceed forth from the Jews, my ancient covenant people. And what thank they, the Jews, for the Bible which they received from them? Yea, what do the Gentiles mean? Do they remember the travels and the labors and the pains of the Jews and their diligence unto me in bringing forth salvation to the Gentiles? O ye Gentiles, have ye remembered the Jews, my ancient covenant people? Nay, but ye have cursed them and have hated them and have not sought to recover them. But behold, I will return all these things upon your own heads, for I, the Lord, have not forgotten my people. Thou fool that shall say, a Bible. We have got a Bible, and we need no more Bible, because, see, that's what many are saying today, and some of you listening may be saying that. Have ye obtained a Bible, save the word by the Jews? Know ye not that there are more nations than one? Know ye not that I, the Lord your God, have created all men, and that I remember they which are upon the isles of the sea, and that I rule in the heavens above and in the earth beneath? And I bring forth my word unto the children of men, yea, even upon all the nations of the earth. The Lord said, do you not understand that there are more nations on this earth than one? And you guys are looking at just, well, we got a Bible. There's no more Bible. Don't need no more Bible. That's all the book of God's word. And God's telling you, said, I didn't deal with just the nation of the Jews. You limited me. Okay. Hallelujah. He said, I have created all men. He created all men. So you don't think he's going to deal with others? That's what God is saying. So when you go around saying, well, the Bible is the only book of God's word. There's no other book, no other Bible. You're saying that God only dealt with one nation. Okay. And God said he created all men. So you didn't limit God to one nation. You know what that's like? You got some Christian today who think they're the only Christian. Do you know that? Yeah, you got some Christians think that they are the only Christians on the face of this earth. You got some churches think that they the only Christian. You come up and say that you're a Christian, they look at you, yeah. Just like you got some Pentecostals. You can come, you can be born again and come to them and say, yeah, I've been born again. But if you don't speak in tongues, they think you ain't saved. You understand that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It goes on to say, wherefore murmur ye because that ye shall receive more of my word? Know ye not that the testimony of two witness nations is a witness unto you that I am God, that I remember one nation like unto another? Did you hear that? God can remember me. He can remember you, can he? He deal with me. He can deal with you, right? But when you limit him, and talking about, well, like God is dealing with one nation, you think that you're saying that God only going to deal with one. He don't deal with no one else. He goes on to say, wherefore I speak the same words unto one nation like unto another. And when the two nations shall run together, the testimony of the two nations shall run together also. See, that's the mouth of two or three witnesses, people. And I don't know why, but some people act like what God tell brother or sister soldier 3,000 miles away over there in another country, that God can't tell me over here 3,000 the same thing. I mean, you got people to act like that. Let me go deeper. You got some of the Christian community act like that. Somebody, well, the Bible's on the book. Okay, so you're telling me God only dealt with one nation. He created all men, but he only dealt with one nation. Really? So, once again, that's equivalent to a church of Christians who's saying we're the only Christians. We the only Christians. There's no other Christians. Really? Wow. He goes on to say, I do this that I may prove unto many that I am the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that I speak forth my words according to my own pleasure, and because that I have spoken one word, ye need not that I cannot speak another. For my work is not yet finished, neither shall it be unto the end of man, neither from that time henceforth forever and forever. Okay? Wherefore, because that ye have a Bible, ye need not suppose that it contain all my words. Neither need ye suppose that ye cannot cause, that I cannot cause more to be written. See, that's what some think. When they said the Bible's on the book, they, you know, you're acting like God can't cause more words to be written. Like he can't use no one else to write. Like the only nation he dealt with is the Jews, and they were the only one that can write. Not necessarily so, people. Wherefore, because that ye have a Bible, ye need not suppose that it contain all my words, neither need ye suppose that I have not caused more to be written. Okay? He said, don't think that I haven't caused more to be written, and you saying that the Bible contains all my words. That's it. No, God said, you need not think that I have not caused more to be written. He said, for I command all men, both in the east and in the west and in the north and in the south and in the isles of the sea, that they shall write the words which I speak unto them. For out of the books, just like it said in Revelation, for out of the books which shall be written, I will judge the world, every man according to their works, according to that which is written. So God is going to have books written as he command men in the east, the west, the north, and the south, in the isles of the sea. Records is going to come forth. Books is going to come forth. And God said, out of those books, including the Bible, he said, I'm going to judge men according to their works. Hallelujah. Say, I'm going to judge men according to their works. He said, for behold, I shall speak unto the Jews, and they shall write it, which we have the Bible. And I shall speak unto the Nephites, and they shall write it, which this is the record of Nephi. And I shall also speak unto the other tribes of the house of Israel, which I have led away, and they shall write it. And I shall speak unto all the nations of the earth, and they shall write it. And it shall come to pass that the Jews shall have the words of the Nephites, and the Nephites shall have the words of the Jews, and the Nephites and the Jews shall have the words of the lost tribes of Israel, and the lost tribes of Israel shall have the words of the Nephites and the Jews. Do you hear that? So the day going to come, everybody's going to, they all going to have a record, you know. The Jews going to have the record of the Nephites, and the record of the Nephites. The Nephites going to have the record of the Jews, and the Jews are going to have the record of the other lost tribes of Israel. Do you see that? God is showing that he can command and rule all. My God, we got to catch this, people. We got to look at this. Amen. Like I said, you got some churches today, they think they're the only Christians. They do. They're the only Christians. You come up and say you're a Christian, they just look at you funny. They strike you down at the bat right there because they think they're the only ones. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, and it should come to pass that my people, which are the house of Israel, shall be gathered home unto the lands of their possessions. And my word also shall be gathered in one. And I will show unto them that fight against my word and against my people, which are the house of Israel, that I am God, and that I covenant with Abraham, that I will remember his seed forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you hear that? Amen. that which is of God is going to come forth. And guess what? You know what it's going to do? It's going to come together. See, that which is not of God, it's not going to come together with the other pieces. See, that all these is pieces, like he named with the Bible, the record of Nephi, and the records from the lost tribe of Israel. They're going to all come together in pieces. That which is not of God is not going to come together in pieces. That's why I'm telling you now that these words that the Mormons have changed and got their book called the Book of Mormon, it will not fit the pieces of the other books, the Bible, the record of Nephi that we have here, really, the original writing record of Nephi is not going to fit with the other records that come from the lost tribes of Israel, okay? It's not going to fit because why? It's not of God. When you go, listen, when God gives something and you go changing words in it, you messing up. You talking about, well, the grammar, you know, the grammar wasn't yes right. No, you leave it alone. You leave it alone. Because you had to look at the miraculous way God had caused the record of Nephi come forth, which we will discuss at another time. You leave it alone. If God has given it and caused it to come forth, please, don't mess with it. See, just when you have men thinking they're above God, they so great educators, I'm just going to go and correct this thing. Now, what you're going to do is go and mess something up, which they have. I remember when I want to end with this testimony, this particular brother was in the church, and he got hold of this Book of Mormon. And we was having service one day, and I think we was having Sunday school or something, and I think that the sisters had talked to this brother about that book and told him, say, hey, don't read that book out, because that they didn't change stuff. They worded stuff different. And I remember doing one Sunday school, the brother actually pulled it out, started reading it. And he started listening and said, hey, wait a minute, I don't remember it saying like that in the record of Nephi. And see, the sister and them had warned him, that Book of Mormon is not of God, because they have changed and reworded stuff in there. Amen. Thank God for the blessed word of God today. Thank God for all you've been listening. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this blessed day. I thank you for this opportunity you've given me to share the gospel. And Lord, I just lift you up and praise you and give you all the glory. You're worthy to be praised and to be glorified. You're worthy to be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' almighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blessed word. Thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.